question for you. What was your favorite TGIF show? And maybe you were watching TGIF as a kid. Maybe you were watching TGIF as an adult and you got home from teaching and you're like, pouring a glass of wine and I am absolutely watching an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you clearly weren't alive at all in the 90s, because in the 90s, there was this blessed occasion that happened on Friday nights, and it was called TGIF, and was on ABC. And what they would do was they would do like 4 or 5 family sitcoms back to back to back to back. And you could eat your pizza and you could sit in your beanbag chair and you could drink your wine if you were an adult, or if you were a kid, you were popping a pouch, you were having a Capri Sun. And then you got to watch shows like Sister Sister or Hanging with Mr. Cooper or Family Matters or The Full House. Or like I said earlier, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Boy Meets World. Classics. These were classic shows that they don't make them like that anymore. They don't. I mean, I know that makes you sound old when you say things like they just don't make TV like they used to, but they don't. Okay. So my question is, what was your favorite show? Mine was definitely Step by Step, though Hanging with Mr. Cooper was definitely a close second. Now, here's the thing. If you're having a flashback, and you're getting like good vibes and you've got a smile across your face, then my question to you would be, what if you could create TGIF vibes in your classroom every single day? Every single day. I think for sure Friday vibes in schools are different. And I want to have Fantastic Friday. I want to have Fun Times Friday. But what if you could create that environment every single day? I think you can. But what I want to do in this episode is specifically talk about some things that I do with my students on a Friday to end the week on a good note. Would you have to do these on a Friday? No, you could do it on a terrific Tuesday or a marvelous Monday or a wonderful Wednesday. But I want to talk about an activity that I've recently done with my students that was just 10 out of 10. It was so much fun, and it brought that just smile and that joy and that laughter and that learning that I think we as teachers deserve to have on a daily basis. And I think our students deserve to have that on a daily basis as well. So if you are looking for something fun and effective to do on a Friday, or you are looking for something to just decrease the chaos and celebrate your students at this point in the school year, you are absolutely in the right place, because this idea is going to be super easy to implement. And there's plenty more where that came from. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. It's trivia time, teachers. I got a trivia question for you, and if you know it, just shout it out. Shout it out in your car. Shout it out while you're working out at the YMCA, because this is a fun one, and this is worth 100 imaginary dollars. So obviously the stakes are pretty high if you know it. So what is the only part of the body that cannot heal itself? I'll repeat the question again. What is the only part of the body that cannot heal itself? Shout it out. Ring it in. Ring it. Buzz in. What is it? If you said tooth, you are correct. If you shouted out teeth can't heal themselves. You are absolutely correct. Teeth cannot regenerate themselves. Our cells go through a process called mitosis and can totally heal and regenerate. We can regrow hair, right? All of those things, but teeth cannot heal itself. All right? Now, what do teeth have to do with this episode? Well, because recently I started one of my class periods with that exact question. It did happen to be on a Friday because it was Friday fun times for families who've earned it. In my advisory / morning meeting / social and emotional learning classes, I keep Friday as this sacred time to do Friday fun times for families who've earned it. And the goal is that we crush our targets so hard, that we crush our learning objectives so hard that on Friday we've got some time to do something just a little bit fun and festive to celebrate the fact that we have made it through another awesome week in education. And so I started with a trivia question. My students this year love trivia. It's something that they get super into, and quite frankly, they're pretty good at it. And I actually had students know that answer. They buzzed in and they're like, teeth, and that's the correct answer. So that was just a simple little trivia question to get things rolling. But then what I strategically and systematically did was the entire Friday Fun Times lesson, the entire Friday Fun Times activity was actually connected to teeth. Because then I asked them, speaking of teeth, how many of you have younger siblings that are starting to get teeth? And a number of them did. A number of them have younger siblings, and so they were able to connect to that. And I was able to make a personal connection because while I don't have kids of my own who are currently in that time frame in their life where they are teething, I do have a niece who is just adorable and perfect. Her name is Luna, and Luna is in the process of getting teeth. So she's able to start having things like, you know, Cheerios and these like teething styrofoam surfboard things. And I don't really know what they're called, but she can kind of gnaw on those in the teething process. So I was able to make just some really cool relationship connections to some of my students. And while not all of them have siblings, a lot of them are babysitting. A lot of my students are at the age where they're babysitting, so they could connect in that way. Or maybe they've got friends who've got siblings or cousins or something like that. So we had this great conversation about, you know, being a kid. And then we were like, hey, speaking of kids and teething, when you were a kid, like, what was your favorite food? We had a great conversation about that. And then I asked another conversation question. And I was like, all right, here's the real question. When you were babies, right? When you were toddlers, when you were getting teeth, how many of you were biters? Because I was not a biter. Like when I was young, I did not get in trouble for biting my brother or sister. My sister, though, she was a biter, okay? She's not going to like that I'm saying this, but she doesn't listen to this podcast because she's a nurse, not a teacher. But my brother and I would call my sister a frisky cat. And if you called Molly a frisky cat, she would get those teeth going and she would bite you. That's how she got back at you. She would bite you. And guess what? I actually told my students that story. Why? Because it humanizes me. I'm their teacher, but like, I've got siblings. I was a toddler once, right? I've got a favorite food. This is something that we often forget about when we're talking about social and emotional learning and classroom connections and classroom camaraderie, is we undervalue the time for kids to just talk and connect and show empathy and show differences and show similarities. And here we are on a Fun Times Friday for families who've earned it, and we are just talking about teeth and biting. And some of my students admitted they were biters. Okay. Some of my students admitted they were nose pickers. Some of my students even admitted that they would eat their boogers. Now, I know that sounds really silly and immature, but I don't care whether the kids that you're teaching are 8 or 18. When you start having a transparent conversation of like straight up who ate their boogers in here, it was funny because only two kids admitted it. And then guess what? I admitted it. I'm like straight up. I remember in kindergarten kind of like digging in my nose. And I remember one time my mom caught me eating boogers and she was like, straight up, that's just gross. That's gross. And I had students in my class say, my mom told me that if I ate my boogers, I would get worms. And then another kid said, yeah, my mom said that too. And another kid said, well, wait, why would your mom say eating boogers gives you worms if you weren't eating your boogers? And the kid laughed. He's like, okay, straight up. Yeah, I did. I ate my boogers. But it wasn't like I was in like third grade. And all of a sudden, everyone's laughing. And we're talking about boogers. And we're talking about biting. And it's just kids being kids. But we're doing it in a controlled environment. We're doing it in a safe space. And I swear to goodness, those things matter. Because come Monday, when it's time to get down to business for science, those things are going to make an impact on how we communicate and how we connect, because we're just people being people. Now, you might be thinking, this is the Fun Times Friday activity. Like, are kids down for this? Well, I had one other special part to this, and this is the real fun part of it, is kids love YouTube. Right? YouTube Shorts is now kind of more popular because of the integration of Instagram Reels or TikTok videos. Kids love short form video. But what's interesting is videos were viral 10 years ago. And some of the videos that were viral 10 years ago are to this day still some of the most viral videos of all time. So I busted out another trivia question. I'm like, okay, I've got a video in mind that is about kids and biting. I said, does anybody know, again, trivia time, does anybody know the video that I'm talking about that deals with kids and biting each other? And one kid's hand shot up. And I'm like, no freaking way, does he actually know this? And he's like, is it that one about the kid? And I don't know, he's got like a funny accent and he talks about somebody biting his finger. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly the video that I'm thinking of. And maybe you know this video, the Charlie bit my finger video. This video is quite a few years old. It is not recent. And so I'm going to guess that if you pulled up the Charlie bit my finger video, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. Literally one of the most viral videos of all time. And it's this older brother and he's got his younger brother sitting on his lap and they've got these awesome, I think it's like a British accent. And he's like, they're playing and they're like, Charlie bit me and it's hurting real bad. This is a terrible accent. I'm trying. But, and then they are like laughing and then Charlie is the young baby and the young baby starts cracking up because the brother is mad. And it's just this wholesome, appropriate, viral video. And then guess what we had a really great conversation about? Is like, why do videos go viral now? Like, that video went viral like almost over 10 years ago now, I think. Would that go viral in 2024? Why or why not? What tends to go viral now? Why has it changed? And we dove in. We had great conversations. And so as kids watched this video, because I pulled it up, they laughed and they made connections. And I asked the question, which do you think you're more like in the video? The older brother who got bit or Charlie who was being a little bit pesky? And so they were able to make similarities with their siblings and differences with the dynamics in their household. And so overall, the conversation went in a lot of different directions. We talked about viral videos. We talked about social media. We talked about sibling dynamics. We talked about favorite foods. We talked about tattling because, you know, this video was being recorded, we would guess, by a parent. And so it was like this live tattling moment, but the parent didn't really stop the video. We also pulled up the anniversary video because now Charlie and his brother are much older and they kind of did like, I think it was like a 10-year anniversary video of this moment. And we pulled it up and we watched the interview of, you know, how this video changed their life. They went from being just like normal kids to like people recognize them on the streets for this viral video of two brothers getting upset with each other because somebody was getting bit. Or bitten. I think, again, I said this at the beginning of the episode and I want to emphasize it again. We overcomplicate SEL. And do you want to actually know why I think we overcomplicate SEL in morning meeting? Is because as teachers, everything about our teacher life is like really complicated. And when things get really complicated, oftentimes what falls short are the things that don't get measured as much. Our reading scores get measured a lot. Our math scores get measured a lot. Our student testing data gets measured a lot. I work in schools all the time for SEL consulting, and I don't know if that necessarily gets measured in a classroom setting. It gets measured at a school setting because we look at office discipline referrals. We look at attendance data. We look at that, but we never really make the connection to that and good SEL practices. We never really make a strong connection between that and the climate and culture of staff and students. But here's a connection that I will definitely make right here and right now, and I'll stand behind it. When we have good SEL practices in our classroom, it does boost attendance. When we have good SEL practices in our classroom, it absolutely helps with classroom management. And so this Fun Times Friday for Families Who've Earned It activity was very, very simple. It was a few trivia questions. It was a few discussion questions. It was a few little video clips. But do you know why I think it worked so well? Is because I had already had it planned. I wasn't just kind of doing it on the fly. I knew exactly what I wanted to do because I have 180 full lessons prepped and planned for the entire school year. Things that I have done over time that I just use now because I know that they work. And if you've been listening to this podcast over the past few weeks, what you've noticed is that I have shared a lesson that I've used on a Monday. I've shared a lesson that I used on a Tuesday and on a Wednesday and on a Thursday and on a Friday. And these are literally all coming from my own 180 days of awesome SEL curriculum. And at this point, I've got multiple versions. I've got a lower elementary version and I've got an upper grades and middle school version. And if you at this point are like, man, this is the kind of stuff that I need, but I don't want to take the time to prep it all. I don't have the time or the energy to plan it all. I just want something that's given to me that's actually good. I want something given to me that's actually effective. Because when I'm working in schools and the principals are like, how do you do a 45-minute advisory every single day? Or how do you lead a 20-minute morning meeting every single day and sustain the attention of kids? And it's not cheesy and it's not weird and staff likes implementing it and students like receiving it. I'm like, simple. You do shit that works. Now, I obviously don't say that to students. I don't say like, you know why we're having a good time? It's because this shit works. I don't say that, but they get it. They feel it. They vibe on that. I want the vibes of TGIF. I also want the vibes of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I want the vibes of TGIW. Thank goodness it's Wednesday. I want you to have 180 days of awesome in your classroom, but specifically, I want you to have 180 days of awesome SEL in your classroom. And so you could do something exactly like this with Charlie Bit My Finger on a Friday. But here's what I'm also going to say. If you want all of these lessons, all 180 lessons for whatever grade level you currently teach at, you can actually go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's monicagenta.com/180SEL. I'm also going to put a direct link in the show notes so you can just easily click this and check it out. But I promise you, this stuff, it works. Because it's good shit. And that's not a flex. That's just facts. Because I've used this with my own students. As a classroom teacher, what I'm saying is like, that Charlie Bit My Finger activity is something that absolutely brought us together. It created a few nicknames. It created a whole lot of smiles. And it created a whole lot of success when the kids came back in on Monday morning and they were still talking about it. We talked about it for a few seconds and then we dove into science. And that was wildly successful because we grew closer as a classroom family. If you want to check out this, you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL to look at the entire 180 days of social and emotional learning lessons. I hope that you are bringing TGIF vibes into your school this week and next week and all of the weeks to come. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.